meet a person that is deficient in his faculties, severely deficient, or even relatively deficient, he's not as swift as most people, he's not blessed with the social graces that most people have, and consequently he lives his life in a deficient fashion, so we say it's pitiful. You know, Rachmanus on him. The Rabbanu Shalom didn't grant him, you know, the gifts that he gives to most people. And we feel very, very anguished by it. Yet the Ramchal is going to tell us to something that's even to be much more anguished than that. It's something which pure, rigorous logic demands. A person is given the wisdom and the understanding of how to save himself in this world. In other words, to live his life in a way which achieves the purpose that he came for. And to escape, to run away from those things which could bring him down. So he has that ability. It's a God-given ability that most of us have. Is a chitochen, how could it be that he wants to close his eyes and not focus on saving himself? There's nothing that is lower or is foolish as this. A person has the ability to take care of himself. A person has the ability to place himself in the Derech Hashem and to step towards Gan Eden and to stay away from the negative aspects of this world. Now, it's one thing if a person is attempting, is on full alert, but sometimes he's a human being, he falls. Okay, but he's on full alert. But a person that's not on full alert, he's daydreaming, and he's going through life daydreaming without attempting to take into account all the challenges that life will bring them and how to avoid them and not be bent out of shape by them. So he says, what could be more foolish than that? This is more pitiful than the person that doesn't have the ability in the first place. The person that doesn't have the ability in the first place, Rachmanus on him, listen, what could he do? But the person that has the ability and doesn't bother to exercise it, says, that's even more, it's far worse than the first. And he's very, very strong, the way he puts it. To listen to how sharp, the Ramchal is not usually so sharp in his formulation, in this sense. And a person that lives his life like this, pays no heed to the dangers. That he's fallen below the level of the animal kingdom. Why? Animals watch themselves. They become aware, keenly aware, of the dangers in their environment, and they watch out for them. You have, for example, cats like to hunt birds. It's one of the things that the birds fly high to avoid them. Every once in a while, though, the cat is wily enough that it catches some bird that doesn't escape. So I remember once seeing this happen. And all the birds in the area fly high in the trees, and they have some strange screeching sound that they made, that they never make, to announce to all the other birds that they're in extreme danger, that the cat is lurking and somebody just went down. So even small creatures, not intelligent creatures, you know, we describe it as a bird brain. The bird's brain is very small, relatively speaking. And yet, the Kaddish Baruch Hu endowed them with the ability to protect themselves. And you know, they fly in formations which we learned that they're formations that are the best way to fly, right? Air forces fly in the formation of birds. The Rav Hashem created them to be able to protect themselves, and every creature. So that's inherent that every creature wants to protect himself from what's dangerous to it. Now, we have a difficult problem in this world because we have two sets of dangers. We have the physical dangers that every creature has, and we have the spiritual dangers. And the spiritual dangers in their own way are even worse than the physical dangers. Because the spiritual dangers can throw us off course from achieving what we came to this world for altogether. But Alkane, the animals, they run, they take flight if they sense danger. But when a person that goes in this world, now he hits the key factor. What determines if a person is going to engage his faculties to protect himself? Is he thoughtful? Does he contemplate deeply the consequences of what he's about to do before he does? Is this the correct path or not? Or is he superficial? If he's superficial, that means he's not engaged. He's not using the wisdom, the intellectual faculty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him to protect himself in this world. And he says, you know what he's like? He says, if you see a blind person walking on the precipice next to a river, he's in great danger because he doesn't know what to do, how to take the next step to avoid from tumbling down. He's blind. We're also krovim mahatzal also. And a negative outcome is much more likely than a positive outcome. So the Ramchal now closes the circle. He says, whether a person does not protect himself because he's physically incapable, he's blind, or he fails to exercise his faculties to protect himself, a guy's going to say, don't worry about it. I'm just walking on the river with my eyes closed. I put on a blindfold, you know. So Echaru, is he any different? Is he any less danger? And he's a bigger fool than the first person. Nebuch can't help himself. What's he supposed to do? He has the ability to help himself. So the Ramchal tells us, if we've already ascertained, as he described in Perek Aleph, that our purpose in this world is to get to Olam Haba, then we should be very attentive to make sure we're getting there, and not just put on cruise control. You know, now we've already passed cruise control. Cruise control is already outmoded already. Now we have driverless cars that just sit in the back and don't even pay attention altogether, you know? And you hope you'll get there. So that's what he's appealing to us. If our ultimate purpose in this world is to get to Olam Haba, then we ought to pay attention if we're getting there or not. Not just, you know, go to sleep and say, okay, I'll wake up and hopefully, you know, the train will pull into the right station. So this is where the Mesilas Yesharim begins his real discussion of how we have to live in this world, is this bainerness. We have to think. We very carefully think through. And we'll see later, he implores us to think on two different occasions, before we act, and then he implores us to be an accountant. After we act, take stock of what we did. And say, did this come off the right way? Or this was a bad move, it didn't work. So the next time I get it, I'm going to do it differently. So we'll see, Be'ezus Hashem. We're going to be in 2 weeks. Me'ez Hashem, I will love the next year. I'm going to be away the next week and a half. I have a family simcha in Yerushalayim. But Be'ezus Hashem, 2 weeks from tonight. I hope Be'ezus Hashem will continue with the Mesilas Yesharim. Stay well, Rabbi Yisrael.
Don't forget chickens for Shabbos.